promised. We start the second hour by talking to the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. Winningest active coach by percentage at 828. 19 regular season titles, 16 conference tournament titles in 21 seasons. Led the program to a Final Four, 3 Elite Eight appearances, 9 Sweet 16s. The recipient of countless Coach of the Year awards, Gonzaga is opening up the season as the number one team in the country for the first time ever. They open up against number 6, Kansas, on Thursday. So we're finally right there. We are joined by Mark Few. Mark, it's good to have you back. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. All good, Jim. Yeah, it is kind of crazy to finally, I think we're getting close here. So it's guys are excited and staff's excited. And it almost seems surreal.
Whole thing seems really surreal, by the way, Mark. Like, you've been a head coach for 21 seasons now. Have you ever experienced anything like the last 8 months?
Absolutely not. There's no playbook for it. There's no experiences to be able to draw off of. You just have to kind of, you know, try to just use whatever, you know, experiences you have in the past. We're just dealing with everything from crises to really reaching out and connecting with your guys as they kind of journey through this. I think that to me is one of the biggest things that seems to be lost in all this is, you know, everybody's analysis of the numbers and cases and things like that is there's really something to the mental health of, young adults and who have focused on, you know, basketball is their life really. And they're student athletes, but you know, basketball is their main life, especially when you get them at the level that we have them here.
Mark Few is joining us. You know, Mark, to that point, like you want to look ahead, and I think we all so badly want to put this behind us, but we can't do it just yet. But when you talk about mental health and what the athletes are dealing with, when I'm watching the NBA draft on Wednesday night, I'm reminded of how painful it was not to have an NCAA tournament because so many of the players who were drafted did not get to have those moments and that experience. You and I spoke in January of this year. We were talking about the team that you had and the run that you may have made. So what was it like for you to have the season end the way it did?
Jim, hey, listen, easily the absolute worst moment of my, you know, actually 32 years of coaching college basketball, to walk into that locker room. Ironically, after, you know, I think it was 24, 36 hours earlier, I told the guys, okay, look, this is a real bummer. We're not going to have fans, but we are having the NCAA tournament. You know, we have to have it, you know, because it runs the entire, NCAA. And so, to walk back in that locker room, Jim, and have to tell Killy and Tilly, you know, our other seniors, you know, Killian been there 4 years, and Woolridge had transferred in there, as had Admon Gilder, and they came just to play in the NCAA tournament. Tell them they weren't going to be able to. It was just crushing, and it was, there's so much emotion at that time with everybody, it was just, you know, it'll be one of those moments you remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's tough. So, so tough. Mark Few is joining us, Gonzaga head basketball coach. You know, Mark, when you talk about the journey also, from our conversations over the years, I've always been struck by the fact that you personally are always looking to learn and grow and evolve. I'm really curious. Like, I've thought about this a lot, and I've talked to a lot of people about the way they have approached this pandemic. Like, I'm curious what you've learned throughout this process over the past 8 months. What's your biggest takeaway personally?
The biggest thing is to try to take a step back from your own personal views, however strongly you may feel about those, and I find myself doing this all the time, even, you know, today, and just like, okay, obviously I feel totally different than this other person does, but I'm going to try to understand, I'm going to try like heck to understand his perspective, because I can see that he's as either fired up about this or feels as strongly as I do, just with a different perspective. So trying to do that, I'm just telling you, just the respect I have for the young kids going through this, whether it's my own kids that are here studying at the dining room table as we speak right now, not being able to go to school, to the college kids, I mean, college life at Gonzaga right now is not what it usually is. So there's no socialization, and it's just. But I can't believe how compliant and how they're positive, and everybody's masking up and doing their thing and still doing their deal with a smile on their face, and there doesn't seem to be any complaints. I mean, I just marvel at my own guys how. Or what they're doing, because they're living a pretty Spartan life right now.
It's true, isn't it, right? The young folks, Mark, they're pretty resilient. They bounce back.
Yep.
They're durable. They're pliable. They're good. They show old guys like us something. Like, we always think, like, man, kids don't know anything about anything, but they know more than we give them credit for sometimes. Mark Few is joining us. Mark, I mentioned off the very top that the program is number one in the AP poll. I know that's not the goal, but what's it say about the program that you've built there that you're in a spot like that?
Yeah, and you and I have done a lot of these over the years where we try not to, the polls.
Right.
They don't really mean much to you. I would say this, though, Jim, that the cool thing about this is, like, being preseason number one to me tells you that your program has garnered the respect, of the nation. And it really has nothing to do with what this year's team has done. It's a reflection of what the guys in the past have done, because it's usually reserved for the Kentuckys or Dukes or Carolinas or even Kansases. And it's almost like, hey, okay, we're going to accept you into the club now. And that's an accomplishment that I think all of our former players, and really the teams just recently, the past, five, six, 7 years that have been knocking on that door deserve all the credit for.
I'm going to do you one better, Mark. Not only are you number one in the country, but you're in that spot after the WCC Conference Player of the Year, Filip Petrušev, signed to play in Serbia. So that really speaks to the depth and what you've built there. You've got four guys that are on the Naismith Trophy watch list, which means there are so many guys on the roster I could ask you about. But let me ask you about, for instance, Drew Timmy, who's coming off a really strong season. What does the next step in his growth look like? What are your expectations for him?
I mean, he's primed for a big year. Jim, he's a really, really versatile player who's a little bit of a kind of a throwback Zag with he's got the personality a little bit of maybe an Adam Morrison or a Robert Sacre. He's pretty confident, pretty loud, pretty brash. He loves to have a good time, but he is one of those, kind of the, 2020, forwards now that are, he's 6'10", and he can go down on the block, but we're also more than comfortable having him take the ball off the glass and lead the break, much like Hachimura and Brandon Clark did. And he's done that throughout his career. That's what I kind of saw and watching him play AAU ball, was just that versatility and confidence. And I think he was really coming on at the end of last year, and I think now with more and more minutes opening up for him, he's primed for a big year.
We're talking to Gonzaga head basketball coach Mark Few for a few more moments. Mark, I can't wait to see your freshman, Jalen Suggs. He was Mr. Basketball and Mr. Football, both in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. The first person to ever win both awards in the same year. It's an amazing accomplishment. Obviously, athletically, he's pretty gifted. What are you more impressed with, his athletic ability or his competitive spirit and toughness?
Oh, you nailed it. I love his competitive spirit and toughness. And it's funny, I think as we get farther and farther along, there's more and more specialists. You have to start just playing basketball at age five. That's all you do. It seems like a lot of parents have their kids do it. I love having multi-sport athletes because it just shows and hones their competitive desire so much. And this kid is, from the day he stepped foot here, he's still a work in progress, skill wise, as you would expect for, a 19-year-old, and even athletically, he's still coming along there and understanding everything, but competitively and toughness wise from day one, as far as getting on the floor and being physical and getting after people, those are usually the things it takes a while for your freshman to adjust to, but he's been on top of that from the jump, and I know that's from playing football at a high level, quite frankly, and it's nice it's nice to be able to draw on that. And I kind of wish more kids would continue to play multi-sports before they get to our level.
Gonzaga, the preseason number one, they kick it off this week. And I'll finally end it, Mark, by saying, when you and I started the conversation, you were talking about how surreal it is to finally be at this point where there's going to be a game. I've had a number of football coaches come on, guys like Mack Brown and Dabo Swinney, and they've talked about when their season opener finally did roll around, given everything that went into it, you know, all the sacrifices, all the pressure, all the stress, that it was one of the most emotional games they had ever been a part of when they finally did get back. Any idea how it's going to feel for you and the players when you finally do hit the floor next week?
Gosh, I mean, it's interesting to hear that kind of perspective, because it's obviously they've dealt with it. It's just going to be so different to not walk out, you know, with just a packed arena and fans and that kind of energy. But I also totally understand what they're saying, because it's just, I mean, I just give our guys so much credit. You couldn't even see a light at the end of the tunnel, it seemed like, there, Jim, back in April, you know, and when all this thing went sideways. And now to be able to finally get to that point, to walk out, you know, and to start against Kansas, I mean, that's going to be a great game for college basketball. And that's what Bill and I, that's why we kind of decided to do it. It just, you know, it's good games for both our programs. It's also the right thing to do for college basketball, to get it kind of jump started and get everybody focused on it and going. So I'm just going to be probably overjoyed for our players, man. They've had a long, arduous journey to get to this point. So hopefully that'll be what I'm feeling mostly.
That is a great way to start the season. You've got Gonzaga opening up against number 6, Kansas, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern. He is the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. I ran down all the stats. Mark, I appreciate you. I appreciate the friendship and the relationship. Great to have you on the show, and I'm really eager to see how that team looks next week.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Sam, and hope you're all as well down there.
You too, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holiday season to you and the fam, too. And we'll look for you next week. Mark Few, head basketball coach at Gonzaga. Those numbers are absolutely astounding. 19 regular season titles, 16 conference tournament titles in 21 years. They're a preseason number one after losing the conference player of the year.